Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Bernard Raymond, offensive tackle, Central Michigan University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. One more can you say? Thursday night, dreams will be made. Families will be taken care of. It's the 2022 NFL Draft coming from Las Vegas, Nevada. But before we get started, there's two gentlemen that you see on the screen that I want to say thank you. Over the last 2 months, both of you gentlemen have been at a high level. I'm going to start with our producer, Mr. Logan Landers from Douglasville, Georgia, by way of Alexander High School, West Georgia's finest. People don't know what really goes on behind the scenes and the graphics, being able to have us up there looking good every week, week in and week out. And this young man has been 100, and I couldn't be more blessed. I thank God every day for him because he's helping me fulfill my dream. The NFL draft has been something I've been following ever since I was a kid. And this young man right here has done his job. And I want everybody out there that's been watching our videos know how much it means to me because, to be honest, we couldn't look good if it wasn't for him. And the great thing about it, he's got some tremendous talent because he's the youngest member of 100 Yards of Football. That's why we call him Babyface. And I want to say thank you, young man, for making this happen because over the last months, I've asked him to do a lot of things, and he's been 100%. So thank you, Mr. Logan Landers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Landers.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Now, you know, dreams are made when you cover this great game. And this young man in front of the screen right here, people don't know that I have never met him face to face. But over the last 3 months, our relationship has grown strong covering this NFL draft. And he's shown me some things that I never knew went behind the scenes. How to scout a player. The really small details of a player. And then the blessing is that this guy's done it at a high level. See, this is a guy who didn't play quarterback and some network brought him on. Oh, this is a guy that's got millions of views on an Instagram or a Facebook page or YouTube. This gentleman did it at a high level as a young man under the two greatest coaches that's coached in the National Football League. Bill Belichick, you don't have to say no more. The rings. Bill Belichick coaching probably the greatest player, defensive player in Lawrence Taylor. This young man came under them. And when I think about the draft and I think about my life, I'm really, really blessed to have this young man part of 100 Yards of Football. And it's not one day they just came on here. He's never been prepared. And he's one of the hardest working guys on any level, any facet of life. Because this guy works hard. And I consider him the best in the business. Not because he's part of 100 Yards Football. Because I've seen what he's done. And then, like I said, the book. Let me get it up there, whatever it takes. And I promise you, from this day forward, if y'all watching 100 Yards Football, please go get this book. Because it's a story that will change your life. And it's a lot of heartaches in the book. But most of all, it's good at the end. And it teaches you about life. And this young man has taught me a lot about life and keeping your dream alive. He's went through way more than what I've went through. And I'm just so honored. And I wanted to say it today. I didn't want to tell him behind the scenes. I wanted everybody in 100 Yards of Football to know that a lot of our success has really been based on him being part of this network. So, coming from Key West, Florida this morning, my man, who I consider the best in the business, and thank you for being with me these last 3 months covering these great athletes that's going to get drafted on Thursday night in the 2022 NFL draft, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you for everything you said there. And I want to thank you, Mr. Turner, for having me on your platform. We've had so much fun together over these last couple of years, breaking down these players and talking about this talent. And you're awesome. You're a superstar yourself. And I just want to say thank you. I'm very humbled by the things you said. I want to say a very, very special thank you to you and to Mr. Landers for the production side, like you talked about. Absolutely, he makes us look good. But thank you so much for having me on here and for the fun that we've had over the last couple of years so far. It's been a great ride and a lot of fun talking about these players. And we stirred up the pot a little bit.
Yes, sir. I hear that on social media, it's a cartoon been made of you because of your coverage.
There is controversy. I don't need to try to stir up the pot. I just stir up the pot based on who I am. They did on my Twitter page at Daniel Kelly Book. There's a page out there that has 500,000 followers that produced a cartoon yesterday, an animated cartoon about my take on Trey Lance. Go check it out. I laughed when I saw it myself. But yeah, they're making cartoons of me now. What's going on?
Well, it's like this, man. I'm gonna say it. You're a guy that, through the grace of God, has paid your dues. Now they're seeing the talent. They're seeing the talent rise to the top. And you can't be stopped. And you uncontrollable.
You're right about that. You're right about the grace of God. It's totally by the grace of God and only by the grace of God. You're right about that for sure.
Let's talk about our prospect, man. The final prospect that we're going to cover before the 2022 NFL draft on Thursday evening. Bernard Raymond, offensive tackle, Central Michigan University. And tell us what you love about him.
Absolutely. It was the night before the NFL draft and all through the house. Now, a creature was stirring, except Bernard Raymond. We see him there on your screen. The big offensive tackle, converted tight end, Central Michigan. Big man on campus, 6'7", 305 pounds. Of course, I'm probably the only draft analyst in America that holds himself accountable to the game film. I don't shoot from the hip, but I certainly don't sing with the choir. In 2021, I looked at Bernard Raymond there against LSU, Missouri, Miami, Ohio, and I looked at him in the Senior Bowl one-on-ones when the competition went up a couple notches against a lot of the top 100 headed into this draft. Let's start by talking about Bernard Raymond. You see on your screen there, he put on a clinic against LSU and looked good against Missouri and Miami of Ohio, but he had mixed results at the Senior Bowl one-on-ones. Let's break him down, and I want to highlight this with a yellow highlighter if I had it. This guy gives a strong effort in all situations, has good size. Let's break him down in pass pro and start there. This is how I would talk if I was in an NFL war room and they said, okay, Daniel, what are your thoughts of Bernard Raymond? If a GM or an owner said that, I'd get up my notes and start talking. Okay, let's start talking about the size, good size. He's very smooth looking. The plus is he slides out. He has a nice kick out, maintains a nice base. When I say base, he keeps his legs wide, maintains a good sense of balance as he moves out on the perimeter. He's got the nice long arms. You can see that on your screen there. He's got excellent inside hand placement. And I want to highlight this as well. I can't tell you how many guys in the NFL, even over the years, they don't understand the basics and the fundamentals even of playing left tackle or playing offensive line. A lot of these guys have their hands way outside at the point of attack. When I say point of attack, I'm talking about the point where they initiate contact between themselves and the defensive lineman. This guy gets it. This guy has been taught well. He has excellent, phenomenally good hand placement. He could teach probably 3/4 of the left tackles in the NFL how to use his hands. He was able to hold the point and do a solid job most of the time, handled and maintained the perimeter of the pocket, shielded it, able to control inside rush attempts when guys tried to go into the inside B gap. Average anchor, that's one thing that I would like to see. When I say anchor, I mean the ability to hunker down against bull rushes when defensive linemen try to put this guy in skates. I mean, he did the job, but an average anchor, very smart player. Okay. This guy, a very smart football player. What do I mean? Well, he handled the stunts and blitzes. I watched, he handled 18 of them in the footage that I watched of him on the game film. That's saying something, because a lot of times defensive linemen, it won't just be a pure pass rush from the defensive end. Guys will cross each other's face. They'll send delayed blitzes. They'll try to attack different gaps. The corners will come off the edge. This is a guy that gets it and understands blocking assignments against stunts and blitzes. Great job, Bernard. Very, very good. The negatives, I think that lateral foot speed is a concern. He showed time and time again that he can be heavily challenged at the top of the pocket, or as I call it, the back door of the pocket, on the very back when the defensive end comes off the back. He can be challenged at the back door of the pocket pretty heavily. Defensive ends were able to beat him on what I call a grab and go pass rush move, when they grab him and then go up the through the back door. He'll chase, he'll give the effort, but this can be an issue that needs to be worked on, and this is something that really showed up in the Senior Bowl one-on-ones, and he has an average anchor. Again, I talked about how he's a converted tight end, still learning the position in some aspects for sure. Run blocking, this guy is more of a finesse run blocker, able to do a nice job holding the point most of the time, more of a hold-the-point type of run blocker, solid position, understands blocking leverage, understands how to position his body to seal off a lane. Good inline, downline blocking. He shoved, he pushed, he worked as, sometimes even took his guy to the turf and finished. The biggest negative on Raymond on the blocking, the run side of it, was blocking in space. Really out of control at the second level. He had to have everything lined up just so, but he missed a lot of targets and struggled to sustain blocks out in space at the second level. This guy is really solid. In fact, I'm slotting him into the second round on my big board. The level of competition he played while Central Michigan and the So-So Senior Bowl puts him into the second round. I think in the end analysis, like I said, if I'm sitting in a war room, I would feel more comfortable putting him at right tackle in the National Football League. I'm concerned about speed rushes and polished pass rushers. I like him, but the back door of the pocket really concerns me, because the blind side, that the best pass rushers in the business come off his side, off the blind side for right-handed quarterbacks, and I am concerned about that. Now, he does compete and stays with it, but I think you're not looking at a first-round guy. You're looking more of a top second round, mid second round guy. He won't get past the middle of the second round for sure. And, there's just a lot to like. And the thing I like most probably overall about Bernard Raymond is, even when he has deficiency, he gives the effort to try to compensate. He doesn't just give up. So this is a very competitive guy that's going to be a pretty good force on any offensive line in the National Football League. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
Man, I like this young man as an offensive tackle. I think he's one of the maybe top five tackles in this draft on Thursday night. But what I like about him, I like his story. First, I'm going to start with his academically. He finished at Central Michigan as a 3.9 student. Then he's from Austria, came over as an exchange student. It's not many people from that country except Arnold Schwarzenegger. But this is the story I love about him. His first 2 years at Central Michigan, he came in as a wide receiver, then played tight end, then moved over to offensive tackle. His last 2 years at Central Michigan, put on 50 pounds to get up to 290, and he performed at a high level and became MAC Offensive Lineman of the Year. And then when you look at the athletic ability, as we say here on 100 Yards of Football, he's a freakazoid. 450 bench press, 4.6 second time in the 20-yard shuffle, 1.5 in the 10-yard sprint. And then what I like about him, you mentioned it, DK, the competition, him against LSU. As you say, go look at the game film. I don't have to say no more. This is a gentleman that's also played guard and tackle. But think about it. He was a wide receiver his first 2 years, moved to wide receiver, the tight end. Then the team needed help at the offensive line. Then he moved to offensive tackle and put on like 60 pounds. And now look at him now. And I think he's got a lot of upside. So when you look at all the great tackles that's played in the National Football League, you got to go back to Ron Yeary, Ron Mix, Anthony Munoz, Tony Baselli, Hall of Famer this year, Gary Cinnamon, Mike Ken, Ralph Neely. This gentleman right here going to be a football player. Final words on Bernard Raymond this morning, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Well, you bring up a lot of good points, Mr. Turner, about the versatility. That's obviously a plus. And also, I like the fact, you know, you brought up how he came in as a wide receiver. Obviously, we talked about being converted to tight end. This could be a guy that, you know, some teams in the NFL will sneak an offensive lineman as an eligible receiver into the end zone down the 2-3 yard line and throw him the ball. This could be a guy that you can do that with. And really, you hit on some points, I mean, about his quick and rapid development into the position, going from wide receiver to tight end to tackle. I don't think I've ever heard of that happening before in 40 years. A guy becoming going from a wide receiver to an offensive tackle in that time period. So, I mean, this guy's got a lot of upside to him. There's no question. He's still a little, you know, he's still a little young around the edges, I guess you could say. You know, he's still learning the position. You know, I would love to see a guy like this get in with a great offensive line coach that could really work with him and develop him and bring him along. I think that he's definitely going to be a guy that's going to compete hard at a high level, whether it's on the left side, right side, if he slides inside the guard, you know, position, whatever he does, wherever he plays. I like this guy. He's a football player. He's a competitive guy. He's a try hard guy. And that's really what you want on the offensive line. You want guys that are scrappy, guys who will not give up, guys who will fight until the whistle blows. And that's what Bernard Raymond does. He was impressive in a lot of ways to me. And like I said, it takes a lot to impress me. But this guy definitely is going to be a player in the National Football League. And the draft's coming up. And you'll hear his name probably pretty early in the draft. Like I said, I would say early second round, just because in the first round, you got it. Walk away with elite, you know, franchise type tackles, but this guy is definitely going to hear his name called early.
My final words about this young man from Central Michigan, offensive tackle Bernard Raymond. Mr. Raymond, say your prayers, little one. Don't forget, my son, to include everyone. I tuck you in. Warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman. Metallica, Bernard Raymond is going to be the Sandman of the 2022 NFL Draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. It's been a tremendous ride these last 3 months with this young man here, covered all the great players. So on tomorrow night, if you're a football fan, please get you some pizza, get you some wings, get somewhere comfortable, maybe get you an alcoholic beverage, and enjoy the 2022 NFL Draft. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. and we surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my man coming to us live from Key West, Florida, the scout, the savant, the legend, Mr. Daniel Kelly, and to our producer who makes it happen, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all be blessed. Enjoy the 2022 NFL draft on Thursday evening.
Be blessed. Off to Never Never Land.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.